reading from today is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 to 9. So don't be proud. Put yourself under God's mighty hand. Then he will honor you at the right time. Turn all your worries over to him. He cares about you. Control yourselves. Be on your guard. Your enemy, the devil, is like a roaring lion. He prowls around looking for someone to chew up and swallow. Stand up to him. Stand firm in what you believe. All over the world, you know that your brothers and sisters are going through the same kind of suffering. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, do please keep a sight of that passage, and because we're going to be looking at it. Now, I don't know. Did you listen to that reading? There was a great encouragement in that passage. It told us to turn all our worries over to God because he cares for us. Now, I don't know whether any of you... Do you have any worries? Do you worry about things from time to time? What do you worry about? Can't remember. Whatever worries we have, we can cast them, we can turn them over to God. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? But our passage also contains a warning. It tells us to be on our guard because we have an enemy. He is the devil, and he's like a roaring lion. And like a lion, he's looking for someone to devour and eat up, to chew and swallow. Now, I have here a lion. I have a cuddly toy lion. And do you like him? Does he look very dangerous? No, he doesn't. This lion doesn't look very dangerous, does he? He's the sort of lion you'd be quite happy to take to bed with you, wouldn't you? It'd be rather nice. But have you ever seen a real lion? Yeah, where do you see a real lion? In a zoo, that's right. So you might see a real lion. I got a picture here of a real lion. And actually, when you see them in a zoo, they don't look that dangerous either, normally, because they're normally asleep. But I want you to imagine that you're in your garden and then you suddenly heard this noise. Now that would be a little bit more scary, wouldn't it? Not only is there a big roar, but you know that a lion has sharp teeth, and it has sharp claws, and if you heard that, you knew that it would want to eat you all up. So you wouldn't be scared about this, but a real lion is very, very dangerous. Well, our passage tells us that our enemy, the devil, is like a lion, and like a lion, he is dangerous. Now, I want to tell you about this man. He won't mean anything to you, but for, there are lots of people here with white hair around, and they will know about this man. Now, this man here, so your granny will know about this man, Jessica. This man was one of the most famous generals that this country's ever known. Anyone, do you know what a general does? No, a general is a very important soldier, fights battles, okay? And this general was in the Second World War. He was very successful because he studied his enemy. And his enemy was this man, who was called Rommel. This man was called Montgomery, and this man was called Rommel. And you know what Monty, often known as Monty, you know what Monty did? He had a picture of Rommel in his bedroom. And he studied with this man because he knew he was his enemy so that he would be able to overcome him. Anyway, Monty had a picture of him, but we can't have a picture of the devil because he's invisible. We can't see him, so we can't produce a picture of him. But he is real, and the Bible tells us exactly what he is like. And we're going to have a quick look at a number of the things And I've got a number of things here which will help us to think of what the devil is like. And I've got the first one is here. He is the, I've got this to hold this up for me, he is the master of disguise. Although the devil's invisible, he comes to us in disguise. He's real and he comes to us in disguise. Let's hang on a moment. Now, has anybody seen Will anywhere? Has anybody seen Will? Has anybody seen Will? Have you seen Will? Where's Will? How did you tell it was me? Is my disguise not very good? Oh, well, no, I'll take it off. It wasn't a very good disguise, was it? It wasn't a very good disguise, no. But actually, the devil, well, he is brilliant at it. He is the master of disguise. And whenever he comes to us pretending to be either somebody or something really good and lovely. And his purpose is always to lead people away from God and Jesus. That's what he does. Okay? Now, this is how people often think about the devil today. I don't know whether you've ever seen pictures like that of cartoon. That's how people often think of him. Many people think of him as a rather naughty cartoon character. Yeah. Lazy Town. I've heard Robbie Rotten. No? Have you heard Robbie Rotten? Well, some people think of the devil a bit like Robbie Rotten. He's a bit naughty, but we know he's not real. He's just kind of made up. And the devil is very happy for people to think of that he's like kind of Robbie Rotten. You know, not a nasty guy, but not very real, not very important, doesn't really exist. Because he is real. And it's also why kind of celebrating Halloween is not helpful. Because again, it stops people from taking the devil seriously. It's all a bit like a game. So there's the first thing. He is the master of disguise. The second thing we learn about the devil from the Bible is that he is the tempter. He is the tempter. Now look, you've got a... who here likes chocolates? Do you like chocolates? All my people here... Let's see how many people here like chocolates. Yes, lots of hands go up. They all like the chocolates. Now, do your mums and dads, they allow you to eat chocolates in the morning before your lunch? No, they don't. So, now, I have here a box of chocolates. Would you like one? You see, Jessica, you were a very good girl because you knew weren't, so you said no. But it was tempting, wasn't it? It's tempting. See, that I put temptation in front of your way. Now, I have a... My wife, Becca, she thinks I was getting a bit too fat, so she's put me on a diet. And she's told me I'm not allowed to eat chocolates. So actually, when I see a box of chocolates like this, I find it a great temptation. Now, in a sense, it doesn't really matter whether you eat a chocolate or not. Okay? But it really does matter that I believe and obey God. That's what matters for all of us. But the devil is always tempting us to disobey God and not to trust him, not to believe him. Do you remember that right at the very beginning, he did that with Adam and Eve? Do you remember? God told Adam and Eve, he said, "You can all these lovely trees that he created with lots of lovely fruit, he said, you can eat the fruit of any tree you like, but you mustn't eat of the fruit of that one tree right in the middle of the garden." That's what he said. And they knew that. And then the devil came along to Eve and said, "You know that tree? Oh, it's fantastic, the fruit of it. You should have some. Oh, don't worry about what God said. Actually, what God said doesn't really mean it. Do you see? And he persuaded Eve to eat of that fruit. Now, that's what he still does today. He's a tempter. He tries to tempt us to stop trusting God and obeying his word. So the devil will tempt us to lie instead of telling the truth. He'll tempt us to be greedy and not be happy with what we got. He will tempt us not to trust God when we always should. Right, so he's the master of disguise. He's the tempter. Third one, he is the prince of this world. Now, what I have here, well, you can tell me, what are these two things? What's that of? Picture, yeah?
That's the globe.
That's the globe. It's the thing of the world. And here is a crown. And who wears a crown? Who wears crowns? That's right. That's right, kings and princes. That's right. And Jesus described the devil as the prince of this world, saying that he's almost a ruler of the world. He has the world in its grip. And the way that he does it, the other name that Jesus described the devil as was the father of lies. In other words, he's the source of all lies. Now, what's a lie? Yeah. Absolutely right. A lie is when somebody doesn't tell the truth. And the devil controls this world. He has this world in its grip through his lies. That's what he does. And the biggest lie is this: that we can live perfectly well without God. That is the lie the devil likes people to believe. So the devil wants us to believe that this world is all that there is, and that we should therefore seek everything just this world has to offer. So, pleasure, and try to get as many possessions as we can, and things like that. The devil just wants us to live for the here and now. But Jesus taught us that we should live for God and that we should live for the new world that God will one day bring about. Okay? He's the master of disguise, he's the tempter, he's the prince of this world, and last but not least, he is the accuser. The accuser. Now, I have got another wig. But it's a very special one. It's actually made of horsehair, this one, in fact. And only very particular people wear it. I'll put it on. You notice it's exactly the same one. It's exactly the same as the one in the picture there, isn't it? It's got these two little tassels about. Now, do you know who might wear a wig like that? Do you know? Yeah? Very close. Actually, a judge will often sometimes wear a slightly longer one. But you're actually right. You find them in a court. Let me explain. If a grown-up does something really naughty, okay, they might get arrested by the police, or somebody thinks that they might have done something naughty, they will go to a court of law, which a judge sits at. But what happens is the judge decides, but he listens to lawyers, and one of the lawyer is called we could say he's called an accuser, and he accuses the person of what they might have done wrong, and he wears a hat like a cap, a wig like this, and that is what the devil does. And so another name for the devil, do you know another name the devil has? You know, the devil has another name. Anybody else like to tell me the other name the devil has? Yes? Satan. Do you know what Satan means? It means accuser. In fact, he's always referred to in the Bible as the Satan, the accuser. That's what the name means. And he accuses us of all the wrong things we have done. Now, that's not a difficult thing to do, is it? because we do things wrong. But he wants us to think that we are terrible people whom God will not love or forgive. Now, some of the grown-ups might be thinking, well, hang on, doesn't the Spirit of God, doesn't he also convict us of wrong things? And the answer is yes, he does. But he does it, when the Holy Spirit convicts us, it's always so that we might turn back to God and receive his forgiveness. But when the devil accuses us of wrong, it's so that we might keep our distance from God. So there are four reasons why the devil is very dangerous. He's not like a toy lion. No. He is like the real lion. He is very dangerous. Why? Because he is the master of disguise. He is the tempter. He is the prince of this world who rules through lies. And he is the accuser. But if we know the Lord Jesus Christ, we needn't be scared. Because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So he exposes the devil's lies. And if we can keep close to Jesus, we can spot when he comes pretending to be something good. The Bible promises us that God will not allow us to be tempted but what beyond what we can bear. Although the devil is the prince of this world, he only has the authority that God allows him to have. And Jesus promised us that one day, actually, we will crush the devil under our feet. And then finally, although the devil wants to accuse us, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross so that we can know God's forgiveness. And he is actually, the Lord Jesus, instead of accusing us, is praying for us at God's right hand. So yes, the devil is a dangerous enemy. He is like a roaring lion. But if we have put our trust in Jesus and keep close to the Lord Jesus, then the devil, well, he's like a lion, but he's like a lion who's had his teeth taken out. And he's like a lion who's had his sharp claws taken from his paws. He can make a lot of noise, but he can't harm us. And that's why Peter says, resist him. How can you resist? You can't resist a real lion, could you? But we can resist the devil because of the Lord Jesus. He's like a lion with no teeth and no claws. And the Bible elsewhere tells us is that if we resist him, the devil will flee from us. Isn't that great news? Let's pray whilst we remain seated. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are more powerful than the devil, and that if we keep close to you and your word, we are completely safe from his attacks. Amen.